instant personalities parade across our public stage, and then they are gone. Some of the mature among us will remember the Beatles and the fame they enjoyed. At that time, they upset a lot of people, proclaiming themselves that they were more popular than Jesus Christ. Where are they now? Ask any teenager today who the Beatles were, and you might get a blank stare in response. A few years ago was Michael Jackson and Madonna, and now we have others. These personalities are here today and gone tomorrow. For the most part, we can look at them and say, so passes the world's glory. You know, when a pope was elected and then installed as Bishop of Rome and head of the all universal Catholic Church, in the procession, there used to be a deacon carrying a candle like the Easter candle, and every now and then he turns around, looks at the Pope and says to him, "Sic transit gloria mundi, so passes the world's glory." I don't see that anymore, but because we have more humble popes nowadays, they know very well that they are serving a suffering servant. It is said that there will come a day when everyone would be famous for at least 15 minutes in their lifetime. I am still waiting for my 15 minutes, and they better come pretty fast. Each of us wants to be a star in our own small world. And there are a thousand ways in which ordinary men and women seek a time of glory in a small spotlight. We all like to make our authority felt. We all like to be first and second to none. And we have nations like that. And that's the problem we have. Nations want to be first, second to none. There is a story about a young couple who got married and went to their honeymoon. And when they came back, the husband wanted to establish his authority for all time. So he said to his wife, to his young bride, actually, he said, "Sit down. I have something very important to show you and to tell you." And he came back and he said, "Do you see this? I am the one that wear the pants in this house from now on." His wife, surprised by what he was saying, she started laughing and laughing. He said, "What's so funny?" She said, "Those are my slacks that you have. Go put them back in the closet." In the midst of all this, the gospel says to us, stop fooling yourselves. Come back down to earth. Some of the disciples, as we see in today's gospel, they wanted special favors from Jesus. You know, up to the very moment, they couldn't really figure out totally and deeply exactly who Jesus was. They were poor fishermen, and they were somehow surprised by this great teacher that we're following, this wonder worker. But they couldn't go deeper than that. And so they asked Jesus certain favors from him. But granting places of honor was not what he had in mind. If you want to be my disciple, pick up your cross and follow me. He effectively put the disciples in their true place, not a pedestal, but in a posture of humility and service. In other words, do not take rank and privilege and fame too seriously. Today, Jesus invites us to immerse ourselves in a life of service. When we were baptized in our own baptism, we were anointed to share the mission of Jesus. And the minister, the priest, said to us, you are now to share in the priesthood, in the kingship, and in the servantship of Jesus Christ. Jesus identified with the whole human struggle when he walked on the earth. And today, he identifies with it and participates in it through those who identify themselves with him. The suffering servant who became a glorious servant. But there is no crown without a cross. No believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid this supreme duty to proclaim Jesus Christ, to serve the people of God, to bring a kingdom of peace, love, and justice for all peoples. St. Paul made it very clear, I have no choice but to be a servant of Jesus Christ, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. Each time we come to celebrate the Eucharist, we renew our commitment to Christ's service. He gave himself to us. Did you ever realize that Jesus gave us the Holy Eucharist just a few moments before he died? He left it to the very end because he wanted to give a great lesson that his disciples will never forget. And in the Eucharist, he gives himself to us totally. And if you remember at that Last Supper, he also washed the feet of his disciples, which was the job of a slave. What I have done, he said, you do the same to your brothers and sisters. In the Christian life, greatness and authority are exercised in service. We are to look up into the faces of the poor, the weak, into the faces of those living in despair, and offer them the service they deserve as God's children. In a few moments, as I said, Jesus Christ will be with us in the Holy Eucharist. And then he gives himself to us. With so little, a great congregation is fed. And then we get the command. Not the Mass has ended. The Mass never ends, really. But we get the command to go out and continue serving our brothers and sisters with the spiritual food given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.